Still a widow, I guess. That's about what you'd call her. A
grass widow?
Yeah, and,
Did y'all have that happen any? Matt, a lot, or?
No, I don't recall of a lot.
Yeah.
I have never recalled but one white woman having a nigger baby either. I've never seen that but one day. Well, I'll tell you another thing. I had never seen any dope. I never have seen marijuana. If it could be growing in the same field, I wouldn't know.
Did you in the Army?
And I was in the Army. I was in both times. I never have seen a bit of it. Never have been approached to buy any of it. I guess folks could just look at me and tell how I felt about it, and they ain't never come forward to ask me. But I never have. I mean, I guess down in this part of the country is the best part of the country in the world.
Yeah. Now, what do you mean? This is the best part of the country in the world?
As far as I know, we don't know what it is.
Yeah. I thought you don't you like fishing down in Louisiana? Isn't that the best part of the country in the world?
No, I like fishing in Louisiana. I fish some in Texas, but I mean, in the ocean, but. But I love fishing here better than I do anywhere in the world. We got some of the best fishing places in the world, right here in this county. I'd say the most for any one county this size would be as far.
This is big county.
Big county, and we're bordered by the Mississippi. And see, it restocks all these ponds every year, it and the White River. See, we're bordered. Now, we got the White River runs into Phillips County. The St. Francis will touch Phillips County up here on the upper end.
Yeah.
But actually, we get fish fed lakes from Phillips, Lee, which is, they got St. Francis and White River, who's Arkansas River right on down a little further, and then right on up there's the Langue River. All these rivers, hell, you know, almost throw a rock on. St. Francis and Langue is right back this way. Well, the Langue runs into St. Francis.
Throw a rock on.
Yeah, it ain't nowhere up the river to St. Francis. We always go up there.
Oh, yeah.
Jug fish going down, you know, right at the mouth of St. Francis, turn our jugs loose. Going, if they don't catch nothing, we go back and pick them up and do it again.
Jugs?
Yeah. Have you ever jug fish?
No, tell me how you do it. Would you mind?
You know, hell, you just take a... Well, right now we use a lot of these chemical jugs, gallon jugs. Tie a string on it and a big hook and bait it. And wait it a little bit, wait the hook, throw her off out of the boat. Get you 40, 50 of them. And you see the river's running, and you just put them out and follow them in your motorboat with a couple of cases of beer. And you got her knock. Directly, you'll see a jug go down, and you got your catfish.
Oh, a jug, I see, yeah. You got jug.
We call it jugging.
Yeah.
We call them jug fishing here. Well, I think you could. Some of them call it block fishing, but
yeah,
we use jugs ourselves.
Yeah. Now, Frank, when you were younger, did they have them folks around, you know, that were just never gave the chance kids any chance of education or that sort of thing? Maybe they didn't keep the farm up.
Well, we got that now. Yeah. I mean, not as far as farming. There ain't none of those hardly a farming no more. They just about all in the last 10 years gone. Oh, it's a few. You see, now I'll tell you what causes that crap. Is these farm programs. I'm not for these giveaway programs at all, and you might have done already realized that.
Yeah.
But now this...
Well, I ain't either, I tell you.
You take like this year.